Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Day three of former President Donald Trump's Senate impeachment trial gets underway this afternoon. NPR's Claudia Grisales says House managers spent yesterday establishing a pattern they say shows Trump incited a mob of supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
The House impeachment managers, one by one, began opening statements by detailing then-President Trump's actions before the insurrection. Here's Texas Congressman Joaquin Castro.
This attack did not come from one speech, and it didn't happen by accident. The evidence shows clearly that this mob was provoked over many months by Donald J. Trump.
For example, the managers highlighted one violent incident Trump celebrated after a group of supporters in Texas chased down a Democratic campaign bus at high speed on a highway. They also noted that Trump built up the, quote, wild rally weeks ahead of the insurrection. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House accuses Trump of inciting insurrection at the Capitol. Lawyers for the former president will begin detailing their case tomorrow. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests of people crossing the border from Mexico illegally rose 6% in January. That's compared to December. The CPB says the uptick is being driven by crime and instability in Central America. Critics of President Biden argue it's because Biden is promising more lenient U.S. immigration policies. President Biden and China's President Xi Jinping discussed a number of issues yesterday during Biden's first phone call with Xi since taking office. NPR's John Ruwitch reports.
The White House said Biden raised a range of concerns, from Beijing's unfair economic practices and crackdown in Hong Kong to human rights in Xinjiang and China's assertiveness toward Taiwan. According to Chinese state TV, Xi said confrontation between the two countries would be a disaster for both and the world. And he proposed a resumption of dialogue for better understanding each other's political intentions and to avoid misjudgments. Xi said Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Xinjiang were internal affairs, and he hoped the U.S. would respect China's core interests and act cautiously. The call, on the eve of the Lunar New Year, comes at a low point in relations between the two powers. John Ruwitch, NPR News.
South Korea is reporting more than 500 new coronavirus infections in its latest 24-hour period. That's the sharpest daily jump in about 2 weeks. Tonight's scheduled execution of a death row inmate in Alabama is on hold. The federal appeals court is staying the lethal injection of a man convicted of killing the sister of a police detective in Birmingham 30 years ago. Judges on the Court of Appeals say they want time to consider defense arguments. This is NPR News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says African Americans in the U.S. have been receiving COVID-19 vaccinations at lower rates than white Americans. As NPR's Jen Newman reports, it's one of the concerns raised by the African American Mayors Association with the Biden administration's COVID-19 Health Equity Task Force.
President of the association, Mayor McKinley Price of Newport News, Virginia, says he's glad the problem is being addressed by the administration.
When you see a person that is specifically, their job title is equity coordinator, and they're a doctor and they're taking notes, you got to feel a little bit better about the situation.
Another AAMA official, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner, says vaccination inequity is directly connected to vaccination hesitancy.
The more people of color get it, that in and of itself will persuade their family members, their neighbors, their friends, their co-workers to get it.
The federal government hopes a new vaccine redistribution program launching next week helps to solve the problem. Jen Newman, NPR News.
Thousands of pre-kindergarten and special education students in Chicago are expected to return to the classroom today. This follows an agreement announced yesterday between the school district and the Chicago Teachers Union. The deal was reached after weeks of negotiations and threats of a strike and a potential teacher lockout. The agreement calls for the city to provide COVID-19 vaccinations for teachers. They will total 1,500 per week following an initial 2,000 doses. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.